Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. And of course, right about now, we have an exceptional young gun. You know, who's only 17 years of age from Darwin High School, you know, and has done so many things with football, rugby, but now has taken up boxing, you know, and had his first competitive bout down in the sunny coast in Caloundra. Lucky Ross, he's going to tell us a lot about that.
Lucky in the building. What's going on, Lucky? What's going on?
How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Real quick, tell us a little bit about yourself, Ross. You know, what you do, what kind of sports you've been involved with, and, you know, what got you into boxing?
So I'm currently playing sports that I'm doing is boxing and rugby. I used to play soccer, but I stopped that just recently. But what got me into boxing was a guy named Scott Belshaw. I met him through my sister's best friend who's engaged to him at the moment. And, yeah, he just offered to teach me how to box, just like small fitness lessons that he was running at his house. And I went there and I'd never gone, well, basically haven't left.
Mr. Ding Ding, Breakshaw Belshaw. You guys will remember, I've had him on the show a few times. Tell us about your relationship with Scott. You know, you've, like you said, just got to him. He's been training you. He's an incredible guy. As we know, even an even better trainer. You know, and he has gotten you to this level where you could actually go down south to the sunny coast to actually fight your first boxing match. Yep. How did you get to that?
So it started off with just like, as I said, just normal like fitness, like running, like boxing, like just pretty simple stuff. But then Scott says that he saw potential in me, and he actually offered because there was some fights happening in November, and he offered for me to come down. He said, "Do you want to fight?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" And yeah, like just to be given that opportunity by him, man, like it's honestly amazing. Like I'm very grateful for him and what he's taught me. Like he's like a big brother to me. Like yeah, so props to him for that. I won my first fight. Couldn't have done it without him and all the support that I had. So, yeah, man.
That's pretty amazing. Now, you went from 0 to 100 real quick. You know, talking about your first fight on the sunny coast in Caloundra a few weeks ago, tell us about that experience. You know, what your take-home was being down there on the sunny coast, you know, the fight experience. And tell us a little bit about that encounter you had with the guy you fought with.
Honestly, one of the best experiences I've ever had. Like, just to, as I said before, to have been given the opportunity in the first place, like, I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was, you know, he was a really good fighter, you know, and props, huge respect to him and his trainers for, you know, making everything possible and, you know, giving me the fight and that. And, yeah, he was a good fighter, man. He gave his best, but I was happy with the result that I got. So, it was great, man.
Amazing. You are a pretty good fighter, man. I train with you guys sometimes. You know, I've watched the fight. You know, that was an exceptional showcase. Well, you're 1-0 now. How does it feel to be undefeated?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty, I don't know, but I don't want to get too confident yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, it feels great, man. You know, it's like a feeling I've never felt before to have been given that opportunity and had the result that I had. So, yeah, bro, it was great. So
that's really amazing. That's amazing. So, well, what's next for Lucky right now? Any more fights on the horizon for you?
Yeah, most likely, man. I want to keep doing what I'm doing, just train hard, keep dedicated, and stay training with Scott. Yeah, man, just going to keep at it pretty much. Keep working hard.
Amazing. And listen, we can't underestimate the fact that you're just 17 years old, man. You know, you're in year 11 in Darwin High School, and you're still managing to go into state, train, have fights, you know, play rugby every now and then. You know, how do you manage all of this with your very busy school schedule?
Yeah, it's very busy, man. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot on my plate, but I don't know, just as long as you work hard, man, you can do the things that you want to do. As long as you're dedicated and you really want it, then that's basically it, you know. I guess that's how I do it, so, but yeah.
And where do you find your motivation from?
I guess from all the support that I've had. It definitely takes a big part in it. But, fighting's just, you know, boxing is something that's just always, I don't know, I've just always loved doing it, man. Like, it's something that I'm good at, something that I actually enjoy, and something that I, like, fully dedicate myself to. Yeah. So I guess that's where all my motivation.
Absolutely, yeah. Is it safe to say we'll be seeing Lucky back in the ring sometime soon?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, hey, you hear that, people? He'll be right back in the ring pretty soon, so we will definitely keep you posted with that. And, of course, Scott Belshaw has a fight coming up next year along with many of the BoxFit fighters. Those guys doing great things out here in the community. Thank you for coming on the show, Lucky. But before I let you go. Any last words to youngins out there or young ones who want to take up a sport and shoot for the stars and just be like Lucky?
I would just say be dedicated, be disciplined, listen to the people around you that are pushing you and telling you to, you know, supporting you on that, because you can do anything you set your mind to. If you really want it, you can go get it, you know. So that's it. Just be dedicated, push yourself.
Amazing. Push yourself. Dedicated, push yourself. If you really want it, you can go get it. Incredible words right there from Lucky Ross. Thank you for coming on the show, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
Lucky Ross right there, the young Darwin High School student that's now undefeated in his boxing career. For more of that interesting chat and many others, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast and listen to so many other interesting interviews.